24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it
locked. Questions about COVID-19? Testing will help give us answers. Testing has now expanded in Michigan. Who should get tested? People who have COVID-19 symptoms like fever, cough, and shortness of breath. And those without symptoms who work in public can now get tested. First, call your healthcare provider or contact a testing site near you. Got more questions? Go to michigan.gov/coronavirus test. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
You are now listening to Grown Folks Talking Live.
Oh my goodness, it's another time to be together. So excited, and I have missed you all. Yes, your woman, Dr. Akilla Faye, is back in the house, ready to connect with each and every one of you again and have a special, special, special treat. Mr. Michael Muse, the broadcastpreneur, the motivator, and the speaker, the advocate for others, is joining us today. How are you, Mr. Michael Muse?
I am fantastic and amazing. I'm honored. I'm humble. I always want to thank you so much, Dr. Faye, for bringing me on this amazing show that's worldwide and having conversations that grown folks need to have. So I just thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. You know, I love that you say that. People be thinking grown folks talking is about sex and just getting money. I'm like, everybody talk about sex and getting money. We talk about changing your heart, your mind, and your soul so that you got the strength to go through whatever you need to go through as an adult. So I appreciate you for being a part of that.
Absolutely. And I'm just amazed at all the things you're doing and the people that you're touching, and especially being a serial mom entrepreneur also. You are truly blowing things up.
I like that word. We about to put that in the dictionary. You said a serial mompreneur. Like, you say that right?
That's right.
And you out here creating all these other shows, helping women get their voice out and helping men get their voices out. And that's amazing. I know it takes a lot of determination for that. But before we dive in, you know, we always start off with gratitude. Gratitude
yes.
is the foundation for all successes in life. And that is part of the secret and the Think and Grow Rich. Just a smidget that a lot of people don't get, but a lot of people do. And the ones who do continue to what? Think and grow rich. And that's the law of attraction through the secret. It ain't so secret.
That's right. The secret's no longer a secret.
Now. Right, you know? And we started with gratitude anyhow of each other, appreciation of each other. Just want to remind people, appreciating each other is so important and valuable because you never know when a person's going to not be there physically for you to be able to say, I appreciate and love you. So whenever we meet somebody, I just want to remind everyone to just, if you got somebody right next to you at this moment, just tell them, you know, I appreciate you. I'm glad you're here. Even the people who get on your nerves are here to teach you a lesson. And I'm just grateful that my giftings allow me to appreciate people to such a high regard and to attract such wonderful people into my life. And for this show to be on an international level in 17 countries, with now our goal is to go
yes.
to 5 million a month. And I'm grateful that that is coming and for people to be able to come on to the show like yourself and others and share their messages. What are you grateful for, sir?
I am grateful to be growing spiritually in a way where I can see the spiritual side of death and really understand and grasp me that we truly don't lose that person.
Mm-hmm.
That energy never dies, it only transforms. And so having that knowledge is just constantly seeking deeper for myself, for my own relationship, to go deeper, to see the unseen, and to definitely do the impossible. So I'm just blessed.
Gratitude. This meditation is to help you enter a place of gratitude is more than the three inhales of peace, and it allows you to focus your thoughts and center yourself with expectancy for greatness. I will provide you with different phrases and then an opportunity for you to connect to the source on your own. Then we will come back together and close it out in gratitude. Thank you for waking me this morning. Allow every place I enter to be prepared for my good. Thank you for giving me the right words, actions, and thoughts to handle everything in love. Thank you for. At this time, I want you to think of how you can complete the sentence, and I'll provide some examples. Thank you for allowing me to wake up, for everything that has happened in my life up until this point. Thank you for positive interactions. Thank you for allowing me to fulfill and over-exceed obligations and expectations. Thank you for safe travels. Thank you for protection and upliftment of my family. Thank you for meals being supplied on a regular basis that are nourishing and yummy at the same time. Thank you for allowing the plans that I have to be fulfilled, and when they do not go as I intended, for them to still work out for the best of the best in all ways. Your turn. Finish the sentence. Thank you for. Awesome. You're doing great. Now you can repeat after me. I thank you for making me a unique, beautiful, handsome, capable, and wonderful creation of life, and for the assurance that everything I experience is for the betterment of myself and those around me. I give thanks for the blockage and removal of all distractions, disruptions, and destructions to serving my greatest good in this world. Thank you, Creator, for everything. All is well. All is blessed. And all is good.
Especially from what I've had to deal with, from suffering a heart attack, seizure, and kidney failure, all three at the same time. So when it comes to being blessed and going through that right there, when a doctor has told me that I'm the first person he ever saw to suffer all three at the same time and still live to talk about it. So that lets me know that I am truly grateful for everything that has happened in my life.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, you know we family. So I'm glad that you are alive and to go through, say that again, a stroke, a heart attack, and kidney failure.
And kidney
right?
failure.
Simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Simultaneously.
That's right.
And you're alive now. Amaha, like, was that blessed. A wake-up call for you about your health? Or your stress? Or your workload?
Definitely stress and workload played a part. But from the kidney aspect of it, it actually started when I was a little boy. Mm. Anyone who's familiar with basketball, who's a basketball fan, he's actually a Hall of Famer. His name is Alonzo Mourning. He played for Miami Heat and a couple other teams. And he had got the disease himself, which took him out the league until he was able to receive a transplant, and then he actually came back and played for a short moment, because of course at that transplant he pushed his body but couldn't play that same competitive NBA top level style. So definitely that was the same disease that I had, but normally I didn't find out until after I had got grown.
So is it rare?
Yeah, it is rare.
Yeah, because I know depending on time periods, like things that we know now, of course, like people back in the day when AIDS first came out, people were like, don't drink out my cup, don't touch me, oh my God. Like it was like the cooties, you need a cootie shot. But now we know that a person who has HIV or acquired immune deficiency syndrome, that is not something that you catch from them giving you a hug or shaking hands or, you know, eating off the same fork and things like that. But back in the day, I mean, that's how it exactly. was, right?
Yes.
And they was like, hold up, you yes. got what? And it was just like this really major fear, panic about it because there was no knowledge.
Exactly. But then,
like yes. laser eye surgery. We ain't have no lasers for eye surgery. You just got you some mm-mm. really, really, really thick bifocals.
And kept it moving.
Right. Put a little mm-hmm. string around the band. Make sure if they drop, they still stay on your neck. So, with your kidney disorder, it seems like maybe it wasn't a lot of knowledge or information to even detect what was going on when you were a baby or little.
Well, that aspect goes to the medical health industry mm-hmm. on just how I was never, as a kid, was never given a real thorough examination. And it just shows the discrepancies where we live in a country where if you have money, you have you get the best of health care. If you got just a little bit of health care, they're going to do so much to put you in that position. So
you make a great point. A lot of people think about money. You know, people say money can't buy me happiness. And that is so true. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can definitely afford you opportunities that add to
absolutely happy yes. moments,
you know.
Yes.
And so you eventually were able to get a kidney transplant.
Yes, I was blessed in 2013, which is actually approaching 7 years. Mm. I received that kidney transplant. It was a great day.
Wow.
And because, remember, I've been on dialysis for 7 years.
Wow.
And, yes, of course, the 7 always is one of God's favorite numbers, and, of course, became my favorite number also.
Yes.
And I was just excited. And then just as that joyful moment came, less than 3 weeks later, from the transplant, my 16-year-old daughter was murdered. Mm-hmm. So just trying to deal with my health, trying to heal, and now I have to bury my daughter, 16 years old. And so I was put in a place where I had to really...
Oh, we can't let you just go past that. Condolences on your daughter. You know, like there's moments and then there's moments, you know?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, that was a moment. You know, you yes. in the hospital bed, determination is not just, you know, pushing through. And I think so often we push through our situations, meaning like we kind of glide past them because it's like, I can't just stop and think about it. It hurts, or I might cry, or it's painful, or, you know, it's over now. But that pacing of that was a moment. These are monumental moments. That's your daughter. That's a life. And I know what it's like to go through losing your child. My child wasn't as old as yours. My child was still in me after my mother died at the same time in the same week. So you got to just refresh in that. And I just think how many people
yes.
go through losing, you know, a loved one, dealing with a health issue or a financial issue at the same time and think to themselves, oh, man, you know, let me speed past because I just got to keep going. Like, yeah, you have to keep going. But the way you keep going with your sanity and your health and your faith and your strength is to actually breathe into that moment. when other people share that moment, breathe into that moment with them. That's not being a burden, that's being human.
You are now listening to Grown Folks Talking Live.
That's right. And you just share a really great point is, you know, we have to really to grow in a new space, in a new realm. We had to take on a different way of thinking, different mindset to even begin to grasp the things that's really part of our divine nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I admire about you so much, because from day one when I met you, you were tied into your divine nature.
Mm.
And making sure that you're not just occupying space, that you're flowing in your own spirit. And I'm just encouraging, motivating how you continue to help other people move in their spirit and flow with their spirit and no longer just live in the moment, just be living in the moment in the rat race.
I so appreciate you for that. You know, we attract what we are and we attract what we need. So I believe that's a big part of this wonderful life that we live in. And so I want you to share what was the key thing that helped you to push through, you know, these transitions, these major shifts in your life. This is either one, physical pain, mental pain, and emotional pain, which I know that we've talked before, caused some spiritual questioning. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with spiritual questions for those listening. If you go somewhere, they say, don't question God. You're not questioning God. You're questioning life. And you're really questioning yourself so that you can figure out how to write the next chapter of your book or write your new book, because you might be in a new book.
That's right.
You know, you might not even be in the same book. So Michael, how did you push through that? What did you do to manage that? And how do you manage that stress now? And what would you recommend to someone else?
Well, for me, definitely, it took me back to my childhood when I was first looking to understand what life is all about and why people go through certain situations. And the first person who inspired me as a child, and one quote that has helped me to move from being stagnant to actually create movement, was Frederick Douglass. And his famous quote, without struggle,
Mm-hmm.
There's no progress. There's no progress without struggle.
No progress without struggle?
Yes. And so once for me, once I was able to understand that that can mean so many different things. But the key was just making sure that while I'm in the struggle, number one, don't have a defeating mindset. Two, don't allow negative energy to come around me. And three, making sure I have at least one person who has already accomplished what I'm trying to accomplish so I can get through the struggle a whole lot easier.
Mm. That's awesome. I hope y'all took notes. You know, we've been doing this for a minute now, but for those who are just joining us, you want to go back and listen. You want to go back and download, get your notes, and jot down these jewels. Because when you talk about living in 2020 in a world where technology seems to be more important than acknowledgement of a person, and you have those opportunities to actually hear a voice that cares, hear voices that care, meet people who care, you want to write down some of that knowledge. It's called wisdom. And someone can share with you to kind of expedite your journey and your process so you don't have to go through as much or be as long suffering. But if you want to go ahead and suffer, make it last, you know, you want to figure it out on your own, that's good too. Maybe that's your purpose. That's your destiny. I'm not here to tell your purpose. You have to go through that process. Go through. Don't take any notes. Do what you feel. Stay with yourself. For those who want to expedite and kind of gain,
that's right,
you can share, jot down some notes, download this, go back, listen and share it. Because a lot of people need to hear the information. You don't know what somebody may need at the moment you send it. You never
absolutely
know how,
yes,
it will change their lives, you know? So I'm grateful for absolutely everybody who downloads and shares this with other people to say, hey, that Michael Muse, he was on Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Akilah Faye. And, I mean, they talked about how to overcome some really common experiences, because it's amazing how common health issues are. It's amazing how common transitions of children are at different ages. It's amazing how common the mental loss of a parent or loved one occurs, and how often we forget that these are common human experiences. Because no matter what we do in life, the one thing we cannot escape is a physical transition that a lot of people call death.
That's right. And I love how you said that just there. And that's, I think that's what really one of the things that prompted me to write my book, Rise and Burn, because it was going through those times, mm-hmm, where I felt like death was the only option. I feel like death was the only means to the end. Mm-hmm. I had to really examine my own heart and look back and ask myself, what is my unique gift that I need to be sharing with the world? And for me, God, let it be known real quick, is to speak.
Yes.
And as I saw that, I understood that what I go through is not for me. It's to give hope and give a light and inspiration to other people. And the more I was, more I'm able to see that, and the more I'm able to not just feel it, but able to express it. Well, a person, no matter what background they are, where they're from, they're able to take hold of their divine nature, that they're able to see their gifts or gift with a whole new clarity. A clarity that will allow them to look deeper than themselves, but have a flow and energy about themselves that not only attracts people to them, but allow them to be a better person each and every day and to constantly grow. Because the name of the book is Rise and Burn. And so.
All right, I see that. And you wrote this thing. And I see it answer some key questions about wondering why you never act on your big ideas. Going out here, you like people doing the little ones, but when you speak with Toastmasters and you traveling around to different corporations, you're like, what about the big ideas though? You helping people figure out where the fear is coming from. You know, when are they ready to do something that's out of the ordinary? One of my favorite things you help people with is not being tired. Yeah. Saying, get up off your behind, get some energy, get some spunk in your steps, and go get it, and go get it. Go get it.
That's right.
So you can rise and become more. And I think that's powerful. And people can find your book on your website, michaelmusenow.com, and also on Amazon.
That's correct. And get right from the website, michaelmusenow.com.
And you got the Fearless Journal. So you agree that journaling is important, huh?
Well, I learned from Jim Rohn. He was one of the ones I listened to when I first was young. He did a study with a class of high school seniors.
Right.
And the 3% of them journaled their goals out, what they want to accomplish in life while they were in high school. And they continued to do that for 20 years. The other 97% didn't. So after those 20 years, that 3%, they were financially independent, and they lived a life of fulfillment because they were able to eat on paper. So you can't achieve anything that you can't measure. If it's not written down on paper with that ink, if you can't see it, we have to take our ideas and goals and what we see in our mind. We have to put it on paper. And putting it on paper, it's like law. Once it's something that's signed in a law, it takes effect. It's no longer just words. The words actually took a life of itself and became part of our existence.
Yeah, I like to say it's a contract you're making with your own spirit. It's a contract Absolutely. You're making with the universe. And it's just like the power of thoughts. However we think it, that's what's going to manifest. So if you're already thinking it, then you write it, now you saw it, you're making this connection, which is what mindfulness is all about, is really being aware of your thoughts, yes. your feelings, your emotions, your desires, and being present in your existence. You know, being grateful in the existence you have as you're writing those goals, because a goal is something you have not achieved yet. It's not that it's already done. And I think oftentimes people are like, well, I've met people who say they don't even know what goals are. And they're very sincere about that. They've never been taught about this four-letter word that exists called a goal. To understand that the life that you have the power to change it. You have the power to transform it. You have the power to transcend out of it when you are able to focus yourself. And so journaling, writing out your goals, journaling is a way of meditation. People think meditation means to, you know, stop all thought. I can't meditate. My mind be thinking. Well, the mind has over 650,000 thoughts per day. You're not going to be able to control all that. And that's actually what makes the human mind beautiful. Can you imagine trying to stop 650,000 thoughts?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm glad you said that. Trying to stop. Number one, trying to stop. Those numerous thoughts, but hey, the guard is what? Making sure the negative thoughts don't come in and stay.
Right.
Because those are the ones that come in that's gonna cause the body to get ill.
There you go.
Mentally sick, physically sick, spiritually sick. So you're right. That's what we have to fight to really be in a position where we can really burn our own fears at the root, so we can rise to a whole new level.
Right. And every day, it's being sure that you allot time for yourself. So in meditating, you know, everybody who's listening, make sure that you're journaling. That's a moment for you. And don't say, I'll try to get to it. Make time every day for yourself to journal, even if it's just listing out your thoughts. You don't have to write paragraphs and sentences. You could draw That's right. pictures in your journal. Maybe you don't know how to write well, but you can draw. And only you need to know what your pictures mean. Nobody else need to know what your picture means. So if you draw a triangle with a square, and for you that means a city, then that's what it is. It don't matter if somebody else say, hey, that's just a triangle and a square. Or somebody else says, well, that's a house. You're like, nope, that's a city. That's the city I'm moving to. That is your journal. So however mm-hmm. you need to communicate with you, put that in your journal. And then I want you to remember that you can meditate everywhere. It's yes. all about controlling and being mindful of your breathing. So, Michael, check this out. Pretend you're driving in your car, right? Everybody yes. listen, pretend you're driving. If you are driving, then that's great. You ain't got to pretend. And then if you could drive one-handed, take one hand and just put it on your chest and take a deep breath into your chest, like your heart area. And breathe it in through your mouth. And then exhale it out. You got one hand on steering wheel, one hand on your heart. You breathe in again through your mouth and hold it. While you breathe in, tell yourself, I am healthy and wise and wealthy.
I am healthy, wise, and wealthy.
And then exhale, thank you for being healthy, wise, and wealthy.
I am healthy, wise, and wealthy.
And you breathe in again. I am in control of my life.
I am in control of my life.
Exhale. All negative things leave my life.
All negative things in my life.
And just take one breath of gratitude for life. Inhale. Feel how the breath goes through, not just your chest now, but you're probably feeling it go down through your stomach into your toes. Your toes probably tingling at this point. And exhale. How you feel, Mr. Muse?
Whew, fantastic.
And that breathing technique of meditating and being mindful that took less than 1 minute.
That's right.
Did you feel your body relax?
Absolutely.
Did you find your mind just kind of digress from thinking about the list of things you had to do for a moment?
Mm-hmm. And it just definitely, for me, just took me back to, Dr. Frank Jolly. He said, "Only it takes one minute." He said, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it." And that quote right there, when you mentioned that minute, just really brought things to life for me.
That's beautiful. His name was, that was, who was that again?
Dr. Willie Jolly.
I thought that's who that was. Mr. Jolly is he's an awesome speaker. Like, he is so amazing. Pardon you guys. I definitely appreciate you for sharing that. So we still got some literacy in. You guys look up Willie Jolly. You done heard about the story of Jim Rohn. And I just wanna, you done heard about the rise.
That's right, rise and burn.
Yes.
Overcoming your fears is not an option.
Yes.
I just want, so ladies and gentlemen, you can get in contact with me. You go right to my show site. Get your businessrightshow.com. That's getyourbusinessrightshow.com. I have some amazing people, especially women who are looking to be in the right environment, make the right power moves, and meet the right people. I'm here to help you because I understand what it takes. And it takes people with the right energy and working in a divine nature to get to the top.
Yes. I'm so grateful that you were able to join us today. Everyone who tuned in, you noticed, made it more compact. We know that we're moving faster in this world, and sometimes we just have to take a few minutes to get a strong message. So I appreciate you all for joining Grown Folks today. Sometimes we'll have a wonderful guest, and sometimes we'll just have wonderful me, but we're always going to have the wonderful listeners and audience, which is you.
That's right.
Anyone can talk about sex and drugs and problems in the world, but it takes real adults, real grown folks, to discuss the tools and strategies to elevate your mind, body, spirit, and soul. I thank you for joining. I ask that the Creator watches and protects and shields every single listener that is here. and that you share this with somebody, and may they be touched immediately just from the sound and voice and giftings and words that are composed within this broadcast. You all have a blessed day. I am your woman, Dr. Akilah Fay. Mwah! Peace, love, light, and blessings. Love you all. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.